This is Northwest News from KPLU. Overflow crowds are testifying in Skagit County this week on plans to add an oil train facility to Shell's refinery in Anacortes. The company says it needs to be able to receive Bakken crude by rail to remain competitive. More from KPLU environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
Declining oil production in Alaska means more is coming from the American Midwest. That means by train instead of by boat. And Tom Rizzo, the general manager of Shell's Puget Sound refinery in Anacortes, says his is now the only one in the Northwest that can't take in crude by rail.
The other four refineries all have these rail facilities and currently have the capability of bringing in Bakken crude.
He says the proposal to take in about one train a day of crude, or about 60,000 barrels, would not increase their production overall. Skagit County decided in April that the change wasn't significant enough to require an environmental impact statement. After public outcry, the county added a series of conditions. But Kristen Boyles, an attorney with Earth Justice, says that's not enough. The mile-long trains would cross Washington and head up the I-5 corridor before passing through Mount Vernon and Burlington to get to Puget Sound.
And exposing that entire area to a really monumental risk of oil spills and train derailments and potential fires.
Shell has pledged to use only modern rail cars and says the most explosive additives in Bakken crude are being phased out. Skagit County is accepting public comment on the proposal through February 5th. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.